Today we will study the law of registration or tadaramana. It's called procedure of registration. Now the Pali word for registration here is tadaramana. So tadaramana is made up of two parts. Tad is one part and aramana is another part. Tad means that and aramana means object. So tadaramana means that object. That means something which takes the object of that. Here that stands for jivanas. So the types of consciousness which follow the jivana and which take the object of jivana as their object. So such types of consciousness are called tadaramana. Actually tadaramana is the name of the function. So before we understand the procedure of tadaramana, first we must understand what types of consciousness have the function of tadaramana, or taking the object of jivanas. Now if you go back to the third chapter on functions, you will find that there are 11 chittas, 11 types of consciousness that have the function of tadaramana. So the 11 are the three investigation consciousness and 8 resultant, sensuous resultant consciousness. So these 8 and these 3 are called those that have the function of tadaramana. So when we say tadaramana, we must understand these 11 types of consciousness. So among these 11 types of consciousness, let us find out how many are accompanied by somanasa, joy, and how many by indifferent feeling. So let us look at the three first. So one is accompanied by somanasa and two are accompanied by upekha or indifference. And then among the 8, four are accompanied by somanasa and the other 4 accompanied by upekha. So among the 11, 5 are accompanied by somanasa, red ones. And 6 are accompanied by upekha, the blue ones. Now, when we study a thought process, we must understand which types of consciousness are represented by the individual types of consciousness shown in the process. Now, in a thought process, there are those that are the resultants of karma, resultant consciousness or vipaka consciousness. And also there are kusala and akusala and kriya also. Now, the quality of, let us say, seeing consciousness, receiving, investigating, they are determined by the quality of the object. So when the object is desirable, they are the result of wholesome karma. When the object is undesirable, they are the object of unwholesome karma. So if we see something we like, if we see something that is beautiful, then our seeing consciousness is the result of our karma, good karma, or kusala karma in the past. When we see something bad, when we see something that we don't want to see, then the seeing consciousness is the result of what karma, what bad karma we did in the past. So we are not to blame anybody at all when we meet with undesirable objects. If we want to blame, we blame our past karma, or we blame ourselves because we did this karma in the past. Now, how do we determine which objects are desirable, which are not desirable? One thing desirable for one person may not be so for another person. So in the commentaries, it is said that they should be determined by average man. And average man means here it is mentioned as accountants, government officials, burgesses, landowners, and merchants. So we are not to determine the quality of the object by kings and very rich people, and also by very poor people, so middle class people or something like that. So what is desirable for them is determined as desirable object, and what is undesirable for them is undesirable object. But for an individual, it may not be so. What is desirable, normally desirable, may not be desirable for me, because I have some temperament, and so what other people like, I may not like. So something that is desirable for you may not be desirable for me. But if it is desirable by standard of the average persons, then it is called desirable. And if it is not desirable according to that standard, then it is not desirable, and so on. So the encountering or experiencing the desirable and undesirable objects is actually governed by our past karma. And when we experience a desirable object, then it is the result of kusala. And when we experience undesirable object, it is the result of akusala. So suppose the first thought process, suppose we see a desirable object. So when it is the desirable object, then seeing consciousness must be the result of what? This one, right? So when we see something ugly, something we don't want to see, then the seeing consciousness must be that. So in a particular thought process, we know which type of consciousness is represented by, say, Chakku Vijnana, seeing consciousness, receiving consciousness, and so on. So if it is the desirable object, then receiving consciousness must be which? This one. If it is undesirable, receiving must be this one. Then the same with investigation. But if the object is very desirable, then it would be accompanied by somanasa. Very desirable object means object of the Buddha statues, and also things that are very beautiful, and so we have much like to that object. So that is called very desirable. Maybe a very beautiful person, or the Buddha, or the statue of the Buddha, and so on. The Pancha Dwara Vajana. Sense door adverting is always the same, because there is only one sense door adverting. This is five sense door adverting for five sense door thought processes, and this is mind door adverting for mind door thought processes. But when this type of consciousness arises in the five sense door processes, it is called determining. So determining is represented by this consciousness. So, with regard to vipaka consciousness, they are fixed. If the object is desirable, then they are the result of kusala, and if the object is undesirable, they are the result of akusala. But with regard to jhavanas, there can be difference. Even if the object is undesirable, jhavanas can be kusala jhavana or akusala jhavana. So it varies in accordance with the temperament and proclivities of the experiencer. That means what attitude I have to these objects. Even though it is a very desirable object, if I don't like it, if I am offended by that very desirable object, I may have akusala jhavanas. So the maxim is vipakas are not variable, but jhavanas are. So we cannot say that because the object is desirable, jhavanas must be kusala or akusala. It may be kusala or it may be akusala, depending on how we react to these objects. But regarding the vipaka consciousness, they are fixed according to the quality of the object. So there are these two things. Vipakas are fixed, not variable, but jhavanas are variable. They can vary. An arahant may see a very attractive, say, woman. But since he is an arahant, he will not have akusala jhavana. He will not have jhavanas accompanied by attachment. Or even a person who is practicing meditation, let us say who is practicing 32 parts of the body meditation or asubha meditation. So such a person, even though he sees a very beautiful and attractive woman, he may not have thoughts of lust, he may not have thoughts of attachment. So the quality of the jhavanas depend on one's own temperament and one's own attitude towards objects. But the quality of the vipakas are determined by the quality of the object. So first we must understand this rule. So in the manual on page 171, there is a statement. Here, under all circumstances, when an object is undesirable, the fivefold sense consciousness. Now, fivefold sense consciousness means these five. Altogether ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So they are called fivefold sense consciousness. The fivefold sense consciousness, reception, these two, investigation, the three, and registration, the 11, that arise, are unwholesome resultants. So when the object is undesirable, they are all result of unwholesome karma or result of akusala. When the object is desirable, they are wholesome resultants. If the object is extremely desirable, very desirable, investigation and registration are accompanied by joy. So in that case, the investigation, this one, and the registration means these circles, these round things. So they will be accompanied by somanasa in that case, when the object is very desirable. Now, next paragraph is, in this connection to, at the end of functional javanas, accompanied by joy, there arise registration mind movements also accompanied by joy. It is for arahants. So, to an arahant, let us say, the thought process arises. In that thought process, because he is an arahant, he will have functional javanas. Not kusala, not akusala, but he will have functional javanas. But here, the functional javanas accompanied by joy, that means the four. There arise registration movements also accompanied by joy. So, somanasa, functional javanas are accompanied by somanasa tadharamanas. Somanasa tadharamanas means these four and then this one. At the end of functional javanas accompanied by equanimity, this one. The registration movements are also accompanied by equanimity. So these four and these two. So this much we should understand. The functional javanas accompanied by joy are followed by registration accompanied by joy, and functional javanas accompanied by equanimity are followed by registrations with equanimity, because when they come one after another, there must be some uniformity, some similarity. That means the registration accompanied by indifference or equanimity cannot follow the functional javanas accompanied by joy. So, in terms of colors, red can follow red and blue can follow blue. So blue cannot follow red and red cannot follow blue. So this much we must understand. But at the end of javanas accompanied by displeasure, that means these two, the registration mind movements and the life continuum are both accompanied by equanimity. Equanimity is something like a buffer, so it can be compatible with both joy and displeasure. So between those, equanimity can come. So here, after the javanas accompanied by displeasure, these two, there can follow the tadharamana or registration and also bhavangas that are accompanied by equanimity. So this much we understand now. Following this, sometimes we have a problem, we have a dilemma. So the Manuel gave us this passage showing that thought process which has the adventitious bhavanga. So let us just call it guest bhavanga, a borrowed bhavanga we may call it. Now, first please note that in one life it is said that relinking bhavanga and dead consciousness must be the same, identical. That means if the rebirth consciousness is accompanied by joy, then the bhavangas during dead life must be accompanied by joy, and the dead consciousness must also be accompanied by joy. So this is the general rule taught in the commentaries, and so we found this also in this manual. So if a person takes rebirth with, say, somanasa joy, then all through his life, all bhavangas must be accompanied by joy, and also at death, the death consciousness must be accompanied by joy. But if he takes padisandhi, if he takes rebirth with a consciousness accompanied by equanimity, then all through his life, his bhavangas will be accompanied by equanimity, and also at death, the death consciousness is accompanied by equanimity. So this is a general rule. Okay, now suppose there is a person whose rebirth is accompanied by joy. And let us say he is someone who is against Buddha. So he sees the Buddha. Now Buddha is the very desirable object for normal persons. But for him, Buddha is not even a desirable object, maybe a hateful object. And so when he sees the Buddha, his seeing, receiving, and investigation are accompanied by what? Resultant of what? They must be accompanied by resultant of kusala or akusala. Huh? Now, seeing a Buddha, right? Seeing a very desirable object is the result of kusala. Although he is a person who is against the Buddha, right? But seeing the Buddha is the result of his kusala karma in the past. Okay, because of kusala karma he did in the past, now he sees the Buddha. But he is against Buddha, and so his jhavana may not be kusala. So, let us say here he is angry with the Buddha. So when he sees the Buddha or the Buddha statue, his jhavana is accompanied by displeasure. After the 7 moments of jhavana accompanied by displeasure, there must come tadaramana normally, right? What tadaramana will come there? Accompanied by joy or accompanied by equanimity? That is the dilemma here. If it is accompanied by equanimity, it is not compatible with his rebirth, because his rebirth was accompanied by joy. So we cannot have the dharamana accompanied by equanimity. Then, okay, let it be equanimity. Then it is not compatible with the object, because since it is the very desirable object, the dharamana, the registration must be accompanied by joy. So we cannot have either of these two. So in this difficulty, there arises the investigating consciousness accompanied by equanimity taking any familiar kamavajra object. So that means acting like a buffer. In this case, the investigating consciousness that is accompanied by equanimity will arise and takes place here in the place of the registration. And that one moment of that consciousness is called the adventitious bhavanga, guest bhavanga, because for his life the host bhavanga must always be accompanied by joy, because his rebirth was accompanied by joy. But here it is accompanied by equanimity. So it is not the host bhavanga, but just one guest bhavanga arising here to solve this problem. So this bhavanga is called agantuka bhavanga in Pali. And this bhavanga is accompanied by equanimity, not by joy. And it takes, according to this the manual, any familiar trivial object, any familiar kama vajra object. Now kama vajra is sometimes called in Pali paritta, which is translated here as trivial. So in the guide it is said, some unrelated sense sphere object with which one is already familiar. So this person must be familiar with some kama vajra object. He must have taken that object many times in his life, and so that object must be very familiar with him. And so this adventitious bhavanga takes that sense sphere object as object. Normally, if it is bhavanga, it must take the other kinds of object. You remember the object of the bhavanga Vedas? What kind of objects do they take? Kama or kama nimitta or gati nimitta. Kama, sign of kama, or sign of destination. So that is their usual object. But here, although it is called bhavanga, agantuka bhavanga, adventitious bhavanga, it does not take kama or sign of kama or sign of destination as object, but instead it takes some sense sphere object with which he is already familiar. And after that, the normal bhavanga can arise. So in the diagram, you have that page for Tadaramana Niyama, there's a thought process with guest bhavanga. So if you look at that, now there is a past bhavanga, and C is vibrating bhavanga, U is arrest bhavanga, and P, five sense door adverting, and CK, seeing consciousness, S, receiving consciousness, ST, investigating consciousness, V, determining consciousness, and then DOM, D-O-M, Domanasa. So seven moments of Javana accompanied by Domanasa or displeasure. And then one Agantuka Bhavanga, adventitious bhavanga, which is Santirana accompanied by Ubhika, which is investigation accompanied by Ubhika. And then after that, the regular bhavanga follows, which is accompanied by Somanasa. The Ubi means Ubhika. So this is one kind of thought process where we have put guest bhavanga. Because if there were no Kesbhavanga, this would not have arisen, this would not have happened, or there would be the crisis here. So in such cases, instead of the registration or dadharamana, the investigating consciousness accompanied by upekha or equanimity arises. And it is simply to pave the way back to the normal flow of the root bhavanga. Now it is explained in the book. So it arises there simply to pave the way back to the normal flow of the root bhavanga. Because, as I have explained before, dadharamana cannot arise. Because if dadharamana were to arise, it must be accompanied by joy, but that is not compatible with the javanas and so on. So, in this difficulty, instead of the normal bhavanga, there arises an investigating consciousness accompanied by upekha. So investigating consciousness accompanied by upekha is this or this. So it arises and it takes the already familiar sense sphere object as object and not as normally would have taken the kamma or a sign of karma or sign of destination. Sometimes a person, let us say a person attains jhana, but for some reason he lost that jhana. So when he lost that jhana, he is displeased. So his displeasure at that moment takes the lost jhana as object. And let us say he has his rebirth accompanied by joy. So since it is accompanied by joy, the dadharamana cannot arise here, because it is not the sense sphere object, but it is the jhana. So here also, the normal bhavanga cannot follow immediately after the javana, because the javanas are accompanied by dvamanasa, displeasure. So after displeasure, somanasa bhavanga cannot arise. But his rebirth was accompanied by somanasa, and so normally the bhavanga should be accompanied by somanasa. So in this difficulty, an investigating consciousness accompanied by equanimity arises. Again, taking some sense sphere object with which he is familiar. And after that, normal bhavanga follows. And so in the third diagram, we have bhavanga accompanied by somanasa, and then vibrating bhavanga, arrest bhavanga accompanied by somanasa. M is manodvara vajana, that is mind or adverting. So mind or adverting is always accompanied by equanimity, and so we cannot do anything here. And then the javanas follow, so all the seven javanas are followed accompanied by dvamanasa or displeasure. So after seventh javana follows one adventitious bhavanga accompanied by upekha, equanimity. And after that, the normal bhavanga, which is accompanied by joy, follows. So this is how the teachers of all explained about this kind of thought process, where we have to have a bhavanga not a normal bhavanga, but an adventitious bhavanga or a caste bhavanga. And now please turn to page 175, section 19, the law of registration. Likewise, they hold that registration occurs only at the end of sensuya jivanas. Now, that is one. Registration or tadharamana arise only after sensuya jivanas. And only to sensuya beings, only to human beings, only to devas and so on, not to brahmas. Only when sense sphere phenomena become objects, only when taking sense sphere objects. So sense sphere objects means 54 sense sphere types of consciousness and chetasikas going along with it and 28 rupas. So they are called sense sphere objects. Now you have to go back to the third chapter to understand that. So there are three things mentioned here. The tadharamana or registration arises only after what javanas? Sensuya javana. So after jhana, they will not arise. And to sensuya beings only, not to brahmas. And only when sensuya phenomena become objects, only when taking sensuya objects. So when these three come together, then there is registration. If some one of them is missing, then we cannot have registration. So this is the law of registration we must keep in mind. So whenever there is a chance for the registration to arise, we must see whether it is after the sensuya javana, and the person who experiences it is whether he is a kama vachara being, and also the object is a kama vachara object. So only then will the tadharamana or registration arise. Now, for arahants, the javanas may not vary, even they take different kinds of objects, because arahants are those who have eradicated what are called perversions of mind, perversions of view, and so on. So they see things as they are, and so there is no variation in javanas when they see something desirable or undesirable. So for them, the functional javanas accompanied by joy is also followed by the registration accompanied by joy. And for functional javanas accompanied by equanimity, followed by the registration accompanied by equanimity. Now, let us find out the functional javanas. Now these eight are sensuya functional chetas. So among them, these four are accompanied by joy or somanasa, and these four accompanied by equanimity or upekkha. So these four can be accompanied by how many tadharamanas? There are 11 tadharamanas, right? So these four can be followed by the Tadaramana accompanied by Somanasa, right? And also this. So, how many do we get? Five. So these four can be followed by these four and this. Oh, there is one more. This and these four, all together five. So they can be followed by these four and this one. Then these four, upekha. So the sense via jhanas accompanied by equanimity can be followed by how many tadaramanas? Four of the sense via resultants and these two. So altogether six. So the sense via functional jhanas accompanied by joy can be followed by sense via resultant, four accompanied by joy, and one investigating consciousness accompanied by joy. The sense via jhanas accompanied by equanimity can be followed by four sense via resultant accompanied by equanimity and these two. So sense via kiriya jhanas accompanied by upekha can be followed by sense via resultant, four accompanied by upekha, and two santiranas accompanied by upekha. Then domanasa, these two can be followed by these four and these two, altogether six, because domanasa can be followed by upekha, but domanasa cannot be followed by somanasa. Okay, these four and this one can be followed by these four and this one. The other jhanas can be followed by all 11 dharamanas. So let's say these lobamulas. So they can be followed by all 11 dharamanas. And also the last two, the moha mula, can be followed by all 11 dharamanas. So the rule here is the joy followed by joy and equanimity followed by equanimity. So in a given thought process, we can pinpoint what types of consciousness are represented by the individual ones mentioned in the diagram. Suppose there is S. So S means sampadichana in Pali, and receiving. Now there are two kinds of receiving consciousness. One, the resultant of akusala, and the other resultant of kusala. So which one is represented by this? Then we say, since it is the object is very desirable, it must be the second one. If the object is undesirable, then it must be this one, like this. So we can pinpoint the types of consciousness represented by the individual consciousnesses shown in the diagram. Now let us take jhanas. So these jhanas are accompanied by domanasa. So there are only two javanas accompanied by domanasa. So the javanas can be one of these two. So in this way, we know exactly what kind of the types of consciousness is represented by the chetas mentioned in the thought processes or in the diagrams. So this is the process of procedure of registration. So with in connection with it, what must we understand? First, we must understand that in one life, the rebirth, bhavanga, and chuti, death consciousness, are identical, the same. If birth is accompanied by joy, then bhavanga must be accompanied by joy, and also the death consciousness must be accompanied by joy. And the three conditions that need to be fulfilled for the registration to arise, and they are what? Number one, at the end of Sansriya Javana. And then the next one is in the Sansriya beings. And the third one, taking the Sansriya object. So all Sansriya. So when these three come together, then there can be the Dharamana. And then, with regard to the quality of the Dharamana, what determines? Not only the Dharamana, the other consciousness as well in this thought process. They are determined by the quality of the object. So, seeing consciousness is determined by the quality of object. Receiving is determined by the quality of object. Investigating, determined by the quality of object. And also registration, determined by the quality of object. When the object is desirable, and they are the result of kusala, and when the object is undesirable, they are the result of akusala. And also with regard to the Dharamana, the Dharamana can follow the javanas only when they are accompanied by same joy or equanimity. And when there is a problem with the registration to arise because a person who has the joy accompanying his rebirth consciousness, when he sees a very desirable object and when he has the displeasurable javanas, then there is the difficulty, and in that case we have to have recourse to putting in one type of consciousness as a buffer. And that one type of consciousness is what? Investigating consciousness accompanied by equanimity. Now, when you go back to the third chapter, section on functions, you will see that the investigating consciousness accompanied by equanimity has five functions: rebirth, bhavanga, death, investigating, and registering. So it has five functions. Now, what function does it do here in this thought process with guest bhavanga? It arises as guest bhavanga here, right? But it does not have the function of rebirth. Simply, it is not rebirth here. And it is not death. And it arises here not as investigating. So it doesn't function as investigating. And it does not function here as the Dharamana registry. So there is only one function remains, and that is Bhavanga. Bhavanga means the constituent of Bhavanga or cause of Bhavanga. So if this guest Bhavanga does not arise, then life would have ended there. The Bhava would have ended there. But since that it arises here, the life is continued. So in one sense, its function is Bhavanga function. So out of five functions, this particular consciousness here, the investigating consciousness accompanied by equanimity, does only one function, and that is the function of Bhavanga, not the other four functions. The next section is the procedure of Javanas. Now you have met Javanas in the third chapter and also in the thought processes. Now there are Javanas that arise only once, and there are those that arise two times, that arise two or three times, that arise four times, five times, six or seven times, and that arise many times. So we must be able to find out these Javanas. Now first, let us read the procedure of Javana on page 76. Among the Javanas, in a limited Javana process, that means Kama Vajra Javana process, the sense sphere Javanas run only for seven or six times. So normally, in a Kama Vajra Javana, they run for seven times or six times. But in the case of a feeble process, such as at the time of dying, etc., so when a person is approaching dying, his heart base is weak, and so his mind is also weak. And also when a person is fainted, then he is weak. And when a person is drunk, then his mind is weak. So at such times, they run only five times. Normally, the Javanas run for how many times? Seven times, sometimes six times. So six or seven is normal. But at some times, like time of dying or fainting, then these Javanas run only five times. To the Exalted One, to the Buddha, at the time of the twin miracle and the like, when the procedure is rapid, only four or five occasions of reviewing consciousness occur. So, sometimes Buddha showed what is called a twin miracle. So when Buddha showed twin miracle, people looking at him think that fire and water came out of his body simultaneously. But actually, they do not come out simultaneously, because Buddha had to enter into jhanas and abhinyas in order to produce fire and water. So to produce fire, first Buddha had to take the fire kasina, fire disc meditation, and then get the jhana, and then get out of that jhana and review on the components of jhana, and then again got into the jhana, again get out of the jhana, and only after that the what is called abhinya arises. So Buddha had to enter into these jhanas and get out of the jhanas very, very quickly. so fast that the people think that fire and water came out of his body at the same time. For the fire to come out, he had to go through at least these five kinds of thought processes, and for the water to come out again, he has to use another kasina meditation to produce water. So during such a time, the reviewing jhavanas cannot run for seven times, because the Buddha needs speed here, because he wants to show the illusion that water and fire come out of his body at the same moment. So at such a time, the reviewing jhavanas in the thought processes cannot run for seven times as normal, but they run only how many times here? Four or five times. And also, when the Venerable Moggallana was taming the dragon Nandopananda also, so he had to get into the jhanas very quickly, and so at such times also they have no leisure time to review the components of the jhana slowly. So in the case of the Venerable Moggallana also, the reviewing consciousnesses occur five times or four times. The teacher say that for Buddha four times and for disciples five times. So the Kamavachara jhavanas can run for seven times, six times, four times, and five times now. Okay, we'll have a break.